Where's Phil Henry Show? Yeah. Al Pacifico, Southern California. This then is corn. Yeah.
What is he doing? Is he introducing the song?
And here is Margaret Gray.
Yes, hello. Are you introduced?
And here's Bud Dickman. Something takes oh, that's me. And
what the hell are you doing?
And here's Robert Leonard. Lost yeah, how you doing? And here's General Galen Sharp.
How you doing? Here's Phil Henry. How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good. What's wrong, Margaret?
What is it? What is he doing? A disc jockey show or something?
That just so happens so I can. I'm going to pot it down. A Freak on a Leash, come on. One of my favorites.
Freak on the what?
It's Freak on a Leash. It's corn.
Yeah, it's corn, all right. You know what? This is the corn. This is a kernel of corn, friend.
What a vulgar slob, you know.
All right, Margaret Grace kicking the show off with another insult, so.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, you're kicking the show off with another insult.
Yeah, Miss Gray, you're always, like, bagging on somebody.
Well, if I'm always, quote, bagging on someone, it's because someone is baggable. How about that?
Margaret, all I said, you know, I was listening to this song.
Yes, I heard you said it's a kernel of corn, all right? And everyone knows what that means. And what it means, basically, is...
But...
You want me to say it. You turn around...
Turn around and pull a chain to take a look in the bowl.
You're a slob.
Hey, told you.
Told me what?
Told you couldn't hold on that long.
One of these days, I'm going to have the strength to pull you over here and beat your...
God, pull me over there and do what?
Sir!
Hey, come on. Welcome to our show. It's the Phil Henry Show. That was Korn, and that's Freak on a Leash, and I got a bunch of freaks on a leash here.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Well, Margaret, I guess we deserve it because we act like a pack of freaks on a leash.
We deserve it, yeah.
And on our program today, thank you all who joined us for our show yesterday. If you're back, then, you know, that's plus one, I guess.
Well, the reason why you're saying that, you really liked the show yesterday.
I did. I enjoyed the show yesterday. You know, I've been very busy, and I'm not exactly sure what day it is and where we are and where we're going. We've got all kinds of... we had a lot of business to take care of. We're going to be on vacation next week, and so I haven't had a chance to listen to the show, and yesterday I thought it was really good.
Well, you know, Phil, you were talking during the pre-show, and I think this needs to get out on the table every now and again. You were talking about the old show, the old phone call show.
Yeah.
And you were once again making excuses.
Oh, Margaret, wait. What do you mean making excuses?
Well, you're trying to make it seem like that show wasn't that good.
I'm going to say this again so that everyone hears me.
You're trying to tell the listener that that show struggled for ratings.
You better believe it. That phone call show.
Really, bizarre?
Yes. That old phone call show we did struggled when we were on in L.A. Every market had struggled for ratings except for Miami, which is kind of a party town anyway. Miami is just all about funny. So, you know, that was the only market.
What are you trying to, in Los Angeles, where you made your name, you're telling me that radio show didn't have any ratings?
I'm not saying it didn't have ratings. I'm saying it struggled. We really had to fight. And it was rare when we really busted out. And we struggled for sponsors, and we struggled for affiliates, and, you know, so I love that show. I wouldn't do anything different. But don't ever make any mistake about thinking, oh, well, you know, that show was way more successful than what you're doing now, Phil. What we're doing now, I like better. The money that we make here is far more, I'll tell you, it's way more substantial for the effort and for the sweat than it was for, you know, that.
Well, that's a sort of a relative thing.
Damn it, Stanley.
You know what I'm talking about. But I'm not putting it down. I'm happy that we did that show. We have it in our archives. You're welcome to experience it with us with a backstage pass, of course.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, that's how you're making your money on that show.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I had to go into, is this what's called syndication?
No, it's called going into reruns.
Yeah, essentially what you've done is you've done the radio version of going into reruns.
Yeah, we've done, well, with the show that we used to do, it being on the website, yeah. You know, we're making more money with that show now than we did back then. So that's the point that I'm trying to make. And I love the days that we spent in radio, but don't ever sit there and tell me, well, you know, this and that and something else. Everybody claims they were fans, kind of like saying everybody was at Woodstock. Or that everybody, you know, in about, well, I shouldn't say.
You were going to say everyone voted for Trump. I have a feeling that in about a year or 2 years, you won't be able to find anyone that voted for Trump.
Well, now, wait just a second. That's dirty pool. The people,
hey, I don't want to, don't. I don't want to talk about that. But you know how it is, you know. So having said all of that, that's why I said what I said.
And so listening to the show yesterday, you were enjoying?
Yeah, I was enjoying it. I liked it. I'm not saying it was the greatest thing we ever did, but I just liked it. All right, so listen. On our program today on the Phil Hendry Show, Bob Green is going to be with us, and this is something he's talked about before. They have that bell-ringing Santa out there in front of Fraser Foods. What is that?
Well, a lot of that is Salvation Army. I don't think that's the one that's in front of Mr. Green's. I think it's just a local...
Yeah, it's a local Santa Claus poor person charity.
What do you mean, a local Santa Claus poor... Which are the ones that ring the bell?
Well, the traditional bell ringers are the Salvation Army.
And the one in front of Bob Green's?
It's called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
What do you mean, Santa? Oh, man, I want to hurt this kid.
Hey, wait. Hey, come on, wait.
That's what it's called.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's the name of the charity.
Yeah. The Santa Claus is Coming to Town charity for poor people. And I guess Santa Claus goes out in front and does a bell ring.
Yeah, man, it's ripping off the Salvation Army.
Who says that the Salvation Army gets to own that?
Let me tell you something.
I'm telling you right now.
Right, break it up. Now, wait a minute, man. This is called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yes, for the 958th time, yes!
Oh, my God, he's going nuts.
Now, Bud, take it easy.
I'm just telling you. Think I'm a liar?
All right, fine. And the guy rings a bell.
Yeah.
Well, the traditional bell ringer, Bud, is Salvation Army.
So you've been telling me. But that ain't it.
What a smartass. I'd love to cut...
Hey, I'm just telling you guys. You know, what? Any more of these fisticuffs, and I'm going to be the last guy throwing a punch here. When I throw one... Lights go out on Broadway, baby.
So you're applauding your own coma.
Yes.
All right, thank you. I'm only kidding, but all right, so Bob Green's Vernon Dozier and was teaching a media class at Belmar Academy in addition to the you know, the history class that he teaches, and Vernon's as well the football coach there, teaching a media class, and they were evolving this media. It started as the adult nature of media. Then they moved on to obscenity, the history of obscenity and profanity in media. And now it has gotten a little personal, according to what I've been hearing. We talked to Larry Hunt, who's one of the assistant coaches over there, who had a confrontation with Vernon, who's renamed the class now Filth in Media.
What the hell happened?
I have no idea. We're going to find out here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show when we continue here. But first, let's check out that traffic with Bob Bacon. Of course, got Sky Boy and Sky Baby. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Phil, we got Bob Freeway right now. I'm going to have to tell the people a heads up because you get out there this morning, you're going to have the catheters, and there's a catheter I've got going right up your penis, Bob Steen. And with Bob, the physio fuel, Bob, and moving along there very, very rapidly, very nicely, but like I said, there's a cow's head out there in lane 5 and 5 down south going up there on his lawn. Go ahead and spread it out, get up there. Hope you get up there on top of the mountain, yodel, a little hoo hoo, you know that feel. Let's go to Sky Boy.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to stand on mountain top. And the city of Freeland gonna do a little around here. And Runyon, Ron James, and Runyon got a dance at the downtown area, but they're moving up there. And up there with the pinball, there's a little man with the pinball machine going down there. Let's go to Sky Baby, sweet pan.
Hi, Bob Bacon here, 9 pounds a swig of beef.
Now, Bob Bacon is giving helicopter flying lessons out of Bob Bacon's 9 pounds of swinging meat airfield in Turlock, California. Bob Bacon's 9 pounds of swinging meat airfield will teach you how to be a helicopter pilot in 5 easy lessons. There's only 5 things you have to remember. How to make it take off, how to fly it, how to make it land, how to make the propeller stop, how to get out of it without getting your head cut off, and how to get back in. That's Bob Bacon's helicopter pilot school, and it's up there at Bob Bacon's 9 pounds of swinging meat airfield in Turlock, California. It only costs you $155 per minute. That's $155 per hour. That's $155 per day. Bob Bacon's helicopter school up there at Bob Bacon's 9 pounds of swinging. I can't remember it. I don't remember. Hi, buddy. Bob Bacon here. You're going to want that swan band. You're going to love it, too. As you come out to Bob Bacon's, popping up that chapter, let the 9 pounds of swinging be in Turlock, California.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California on this Friday. And don't forget, coming up tonight is the chat. It'll be the world famous Phil Hendry Show chat with our BSPs. And, of course, it begins at 9 o'clock Pacific time, and we certainly do hope that you're there for that.
Yeah, we want to let people know about our chats on Friday nights. If you're a brand-new BSP, make sure you join us for our Friday night chat. That's me and all of the backstage pass folks who gather. And, by the way, we got that picture from Ben. Did you see that?
Yeah, we got a picture from Ben in Dubai. Now, if you didn't see it over there at our website, Ben was at a happy hour in Dubai. Now, what's the...
That's the guy in Dubai who wants everybody to go over there and get drunk.
No, oh, man.
He doesn't want everyone to go over there and get drunk. Phil was taking him up on the possibility of some kind of a BSP tour.
Yeah, I don't know the feasibility of it, But we did get a picture of Ben in Dubai, and there he was. I think what Ben's essential point is, yes, I'm in Dubai. Yes, it's the Middle East. Yes, all of that and more. And yet here I am having a beer, and it's okay.
Now, I want to ask one more thing. And you can eat pork.
Get out of here.
That's what I heard him say.
There are select areas where there's pork eating, yes. But I wouldn't go so far as to say the place is, you know, pork chop heaven or something.
No, of course it isn't. As the general said, there are select locales, pork locales. I don't know how to say it.
Let's just say that there's places for Westerners to...
Yes, that's it exactly.
Places for Westerners to go and to slop down whatever it is that they want to slap down. Thank you very much for that picture, Ben. It was cool, man. And, you know, by the way, we invite anybody from wherever you are listening to our podcast, to our broadcast, to our, what we like to call this, a netcast, you know.
We don't believe in the podcast is for non-professionals, the real clowns, you know. There's no reason why we're not trying to put them down.
Well, we're not trying to put you down. If you do a podcast, God bless you. And we wish you all the success in the world. We don't do a podcast. We're professionals here. This is a netcast. We make money.
No,
we make money. All right.
All right, Margaret, let's not lord it over people.
I want to make that very clear, because I've been getting some snooty comments in the supermarket. Forget it.
What have they been saying?
Well, you know that Mary Josh, you know, her husband is, he's a big record producer, and, well, what's Phil Hendry doing now? I said, well, he said, oh, the podcast. I said, let me tell you something, Slim. And I grabbed him by his bow tie. You know, he still wears that.
Guy, yeah, he used to wear a soupy sales bow tie.
It's the guy that record producer that lived next door to you.
Yes, yes. And he says, well, what's the bow? I said, let me tell you something, Slender. And I grabbed the bow tie and I twisted a little bit so I knew it would cut his wind. And I pulled him about this far from my nose.
You did not.
Would you like to lay some money on it? You want to lay some money on it? You want to clam up?
All right.
So I pulled him about this far from my nose and I said, what did you say? And he said, this is what he said, Phil. He goes, I said, you disgust me. And I dropped him to the floor.
Really?
Yes. If you question me one more time, I'm going to put my fingers through your skull.
Oh, Margaret, come on. Margaret.
All right, so great. So Margaret threatened some cat that used to be a friend of the show. That's great.
Oh, Phil, he never liked you. Oh,
great. Welcome back here. It's a Friday show. Next week is vacation time, baby. But that doesn't mean that we will cease operation. You will hear some of the fantabulous shows from this year. We will select for you, most of them coming from the very beginning stages of 2016. We're also going to be checking in from wherever we are with some Facebook lives, also with some Periscope. So we're not going to be far away from you guys. As far as the BSPs go, we will continue to communicate with you guys via our comment section. And, you know, as we move through this coming year, we're working on premium events exclusively, live premium events, remote for our BSPs from various spots in the surrounding areas. All right, let's check out now. We got on the line with us Bob Green from Fraser Foods. And it is, of course, the holiday season. Bob, I know that you got everybody was arguing out front here. I shouldn't say out front. Seemed like they were out front. Everyone was arguing at the beginning of the segment about your, what is it called, Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Yeah, well, this is a charity fill out. We have a Santa Claus out in front of the store here in Buena Park. He's part of the Santa Claus is Coming to Account. Coming to Account. What is it called? Hold on for a minute.
Coming to Town.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I used to say Santa Claus is having a cow, and no one thought that was funny, and... It's a wonder I don't fire more people, Phil, given the power that I have as the CEO of this company, and I operate out of this store.
All right, well, it's
a good thing that you don't, Bob.
What does that mean?
Well, just, you know,
we're talking about how charitable you are towards your employees.
That is correct, I am. It's called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
All right, so what was the issue? Because I know that you call this guy a bell ringer. You've never been a very big fan of charities around Christmas time.
I'm not a big fan of charities around Christmas time because I don't think that they are, you know, it's not an honest pitch, Phil. When you're going after people at Christmas and you're asking them for their money, you're basically getting them at a disadvantage because these people have just, they've come back from Christmas shopping, they've come back from, doing for the family. Now you say, oh, by the way, we got a lot of people, sick people, these are people that don't have any money, these are people that are down on their luck. and we want you to give them money. And ding, da, ding, da, ding, they're ringing the bell in your face. You're walking into this store, and most of the people, and I do watch them, are hiding their gaze from the guy, from this Santa Claus guy that they have. And I find it to be imposing. I think it's a little unfair psychologically.
Well, what is, you've allowed this guy to stand up there, though. This Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, I let these guys come out here because it's not the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army, as you know, Phil, is one of the more prominent charities from around the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they are well known. It's very, very difficult to tell the Salvation Army what to do because they've got a lot of juice, to put it as succinctly as I can.
They got a lot of who?
I didn't say who. I said they got a lot of juice.
Juice. J-U-I-C-E.
Yeah, man, what'd you think they said?
I'm not going to go there with you, Mr. Dickman. I'm just saying they got a lot of juice.
All right, so they have a lot of pull, and this affects how you do business.
Well, first of all, because they are as powerful as they are, once you let them in the door and you let the bell ringers from the Salvation Army on the premises, they're going to, basically run your store. They're going to tell you what gets done, how, who does it, and when. When you get up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night.
But wait. What are you talking about, man? The Salvation Army running the operation of your store, your life?
I'm telling you, Phil, your entire life has to be geared around the Salvation Army, because once they're there on the premises, you want to be there too, all right? And the reason I like to be there is I want to see, I'll be very honest with you. I want to see how much money people have when they're coming in the store.
All right, so that's the whole reason. You want to see how much money they're giving the Salvation Army.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, what is the point, Bob? Are you afraid that the Salvation Army is being intimidating, or do you just want to know how much money the customers have?
I want to know how much money the customers have, as well as.
All right, so we're getting to it.
No. As well as, I don't want them to be intimidated by the Salvation Army guy, but that's the whole thing. I don't let the Salvation Army out there anymore, okay? I only let Santa Claus is coming to town out there. Now, a lot of people ask, well, why do you let them out there on the lot and not the Salvation Army? And the Salvation Army was showing you how much money people had, but they stopped showing them how much money they had because they were getting intimidated. And so I decided to take that a step further and say that Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is going to be on our lot, ringing their bell, and as far as I'm concerned, you should stare them right in the face and not let them feel, that they've got the power. I don't know, Phil.
All right, let's just back up here. We're talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Every year he has this issue with the Salvation Army, and now he's got this Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, it's the same kind of thing. They got a guy out there ringing a bell.
The Salvation Army had a lot of people donating money to them. You could tell because they were pulling the money out of their pocket, and I knew how much money people had going into the store. But they began to get intimidated, and they began to avert their gaze from the Salvation Army bell ringer, and they were going into the store, and then I couldn't see how much money people have.
Well, that is really a bit of a nefarious. I would say this a little underhanded.
Wait. I'm not saying that that's the whole reason why I had them there,
Well, that's what it sounds like. It's like if the Salvation Army is there, people are going to pull a wad out.
Got to pull a wad out?
A wad of cash, you little turd on a...
What a turd on a wing.
I didn't know it.
But just listen. A wad of cash. They're going to pull a wad of cash out.
What was that? Was that Dickman?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it figures.
They're pulling a wad of cash out, and then you can see how much money they've got. But then they got intimidated, staring into the eyes of the Salvation Army guy, you're saying?
No, they began to avert their gaze from the Santa Claus bell ringer. And so they didn't give any more money, but more to the point, they weren't showing how much money they had in their pocket. So the Salvation Army got disinterested in our lot, and I decided I need to bring on another Santa Claus charity. So we found this one, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, all right. So the Salvation Army didn't want to come to your parking lot any longer and raise money, and they just left.
Yeah, because they thought we were a bunch of cheap creeps.
Well, how do you know they thought that?
Because I called them up and asked them. I said, what's the story? They didn't say that, but they said, there's not... I said, you're basically saying that I'm a cheap creep, and the guy didn't want to say.
I doubt very seriously whether the Salvation Army is going to talk that way.
Is that right, Phil?
Hold on. Bob Green is with us from Fraser Foods as we talk about this Christmas giving season. All right, so the Salvation Army cleared out, and along comes a charity that you found called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, that's right. And you guys have been kicking that name around like these people are lowlifes. Well, that really hurts.
Well, what, I mean, what is Santa Claus is coming to town? It sounds a little suspect.
It's not suspect. It's a bona fide charity, and they use a Santa Claus, and he rings the bell. The problem is, I wasn't able to see how much money people were pulling out of their pockets because they were intimidated by the Salvation Army guy. So I started a program called Look Him in the Eye, pull the money out, wave it under his nose, and look him in the eye. Now, what that does is it gives people the courage to say, you know what, I work hard, I'm not a cheap bum, I donate money to charities, and I'm going to look that Santa Claus right in the kisser, and I'm going to say, Merry Christmas, yeah, hi. And as he rings the bell, as you go by, and he's ringing the bell, da-ding, 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 you look him in the eye, and you say, yeah, good for you. No, you don't get to have my money today.
All right, what is the point of that?
The point, Margaret, is this, that you don't feel guilty, you feel like you are a contributing member of society, that you're a generous person, and that you don't have to donate if you don't feel like it just because some guy is laying a big guilt trip on you with the big moo cow eyes and the ding, ding, ding. And on top of that, it encourages people to pull the money out of their pockets.
So you can see how much money they're walking to the store with.
That's right, Phil. And I, if I were you, I wouldn't put it in such a way so as to indict me. I'm trying to let people feel, you know...
You want people to feel not guilty.
Not guilty, exactly, about having that money. The other day I was out in the parking lot area, and I was talking to the Santa Claus there from Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and he's ringing the bell, and I saw the people walking by and looking at him and going, hey, how you doing? No money for you today. How you doing? Hi. No, you don't get any. And they'd have the wad of cash in their hand, waving it right under his nose and going, you don't get any.
What is the point of this? It's like humiliating the guy.
It's giving people the courage to say no, and it also gives them the courage to pull that wad out.
So you can see how much money they've got.
That's right. I would say that we have been successful to this extent. I know people coming into the store are loaded. Unfortunately, they're not giving any to the Santa Claus is coming to town guy, and so we're having to kind of alleviate that a little bit. So we're saying to people as they're checking out, we're saying, look, I saw you coming in. You didn't want to give any money to the Santa Claus is coming to town guy. I'd appreciate it if you'd give him a little bit of money because I know we encouraged you not. I had a few people say to me, weren't you the one saying, stare him in the eye and say, no, you don't get any? And I said, yes, but I said, now that I know, and then they'd say, oh, so you wanted to see the wad we had. And I had one guy apparently thinking he was funny, you want to see my wad? And I said, no, I don't, because I knew exactly what he was talking about.
All right, look, I don't want to hear these stories, Green.
But you guys know where I'm going. So, you know, I'm going to go out here a little bit later on and try to drum up some business.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I think that I was talking to the guy that is here from Santa Claus is coming to town is a guy named Ruby Porter. And Ruby was a homeless guy for a long time, and he's out here ringing the bell. And I'm going to go out and sing the Christmas song here in just a moment. So if you'll join me, love for your audience to hear it.
So you're going to sing?
Yes, I'm going to sing, Margaret.
Well, we are very much looking forward to that.
All right, Bob Green's going to sing for us here in just a moment, and it should be nice, the Christmas song, right?
It is the Christmas song. It'll be done to the best of my ability. I don't know if I know all the lyrics.
Well, you can use the Margaret Gray improvisational technique, Bob.
I was thinking of doing that, even though I'm not really... familiar with that.
All right, we're going to join Bob Green to sing the Christmas song here in just a moment, the world-famous Phil
though.
Henry Show.
You know what? A full verse would have been too expensive anyways.
I'm parking at a less than meter gray.
What the hell? We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hit the motherfucking lights when I leave, homie. Single ply TPS lead. Airbnb the motherfucking lease. I'm never there. I'm out of Cali. Why?
Robert Green at Fraser Foods out on the highways and byways, out in the parking lot, actually, there at Fraser Foods. And we're going to listen to the Christmas song. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, Phil. Hello, everyone. I don't know the lyrics, but the guys here from Santa Claus is coming to town want me to sing this song. And I'd appreciate if you open up your billfolds, if you could just stop what you're doing for a second.
Are you in the parking lot?
I'm up sort of at the entranceway to the store. If you stop what you're doing for a second, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at the nose, tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, make it hard for you tonight. They know that Santa's on it. God damn you. I just got hit by a tomato.
Bob?
All right, I'm good. Whoever did that, you know, never mind. Chestnuts roasting on your open fire.
Jackpot snipping.
On end.
What?
On end, open fire.
Oh, my God, it's that Santa Claus guy's flipping out.
Hey, Bob, you don't want to sing the song right, huh?
What?
You want to sing it right. Bob, those are not exactly the lyrics.
Coming from the lady who made up the improvisational lyric, get a load of you.
I know that, but...
Hold on. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. Yeah! Shit. I just got hit with a ball bearing.
Not a bag?
Yeah, it was a bag of ball bearings. Some kid ran by. All right, you know, I'm trying to raise money for the Santa Claus here.
You're the one that said not to.
I know I said not to.
Bob, you know, if it's dangerous for you...
No, this is my store. My store. Anybody want to try it? Anybody want to step up to the plate?
I don't know if this is, you know, the way to do it.
Bob, you don't want to be confrontational with these people.
Well, I'm being confrontational.
Dude, step back inside. Take cover.
Yeah, stand behind some of those barbecue briquette bags.
I'm not standing behind any bags. Here we go. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I'm getting into it now, Phil. Jack Frost dipping at your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's building lots of toys and cookies on his tray. And every mother's son is gonna smile when he sees that reindeers really know how to fly.
Running down the street.
Get him! Get him!
Bob, what's going on?
All right, I'm in a foot pursuit. Foot pursuit. We're going down. Going down Beach Boulevard now.
Got it.
I'm in a foot pursuit, Beach Boulevard. Some kid, that kid with the ball bearing.
Got it.
You got him? I got some of my guys are with me right now. They're come on.
Bob, you get the police involved, okay?
They're calling. We in a foot pursuit now with this kid, punk kid on beach.
Do you have a radio or something?
No, I don't. I just have the phone. I'm telling you guys. Can't you relay this?
I mean, anybody that's listening.
There he is, right there. Come on. Get the kid, you dirty little... Bob.
Hey, Bob, come on.
Oh, hit me in the nuts with a ball.
This is very serious, Phil.
Hey, Bob, come on.
We got him. Got him in custody. What in custody? What a little nutsack, man.
What was that?
That was the kid.
God, what did you catch, an elf?
I don't know. Think it's funny, don't you? Hit me in the balls with a... Hey, Woody Woodpecker. What an asshole this kid is. So, Phil, what happened was...
Yeah, give us what we just heard.
Oh, hold on for a minute.
It sounds like you got assaulted and took off running after the kid.
That's exactly right. I got hit in the ball bag. Excuse me for saying... God, I'm well winded. I got hit with this ball a sock full of ball bearings, and a kid took off running. We went down Beach Boulevard, and we nabbed him right down here at Beach and Hemlock. And we got Buena Park PD is here right now, so all's well that ends well, Phil.
All's well that ends well, huh? Trying to raise money for the, the Christmas charity.
Easy for you to say, man. Are we raising money for Christmas charity? Really? Which one is it, Phil? You're sitting there tongue-tied.
That Santa Claus is coming to town.
Right. And this kid with a ball bearing, yeah, right there. When that shut him up. I just took some unripe bananas and nailed him. All right, Phil, this is Bob Green reporting.
All right, Bob, I haven't hung up on you yet.
Just take unripe bananas and nail them.
Okay, Bob, we haven't hung up. We want to keep talking to you for a second.
Yeah? All right. No, I'm on a podcast with Henry. I don't know.
Hang up on him.
Well, wait a second. Hey, Bob!
Either the unripened bananas, you take a jar of those walnuts and just...
All right, Robert Greene from Fraser Foods on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Somehow getting people to not feel guilty about the Santa Claus ringing the bell, but by the same token, pull the money out and wave it under his nose so Bob knows how much you got on you as you come into his store. Whatever.
I thought it was a good concept.
Be right back at world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Turn to a savage, pocket got fatter, she gonna be daddy.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? And what does Christmas look like? Well, it looks like a big, smiling, bearded man. Big, jolly red cheeks, a big red nose, and big, blazing red eyes. That's what Santa Claus looks like. But for many of you, making the bills this year won't be fun. Make Christmas happy again. Make Christmas look exactly the way Christmas is supposed to look. The big red nose, the big red cheeks, the big, bloodshot, blurred out, big-ass eyes. And go to Timmy Wismer's Loans. Timmy will lend you $50, $100, $150, $175. What do you need? What do you want, huh? $200 enough? Ooh, want a little more? $250? How about three? Let's make it an even five, huh? And the vigor, I mean the interest, is very, very fair. Timmy Wismer's Loans. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, with the big red cheeks, the big bulbed out nose, and the big bloodshot, rat-assed eyes. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Timmy Wismer Loans.
Timmy Wismer Loans, vigorous, I mean the interest, reasonable.
Well, all that great Christmas music, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's very, very festive.
Well, maybe we'll have to end the show or something with some Christmas music. We have with us Coach Vernon Dozier.
What were you laughing at there, Phil?
I just thought it was funny that we didn't have any Christmas music and you're
disappointed.
And you find that funny.
Oh, give it a rest, will you, Margaret? We're just having some fun.
All right, I'll give it a rest. Why don't I just get up and leave?
Margaret, don't take everything so serious. Phil's having a couple of laughs. Laugh at yourself.
Yeah, that's right. You ought to laugh at yourself.
Oh, all right. I'll laugh at myself. There.
You weren't holding up a mirror.
You're a smartass. You know,
hey, come on. I got Vernon. Is he on the line? Vernon, it's Phil Henry. It's great to have you with us. How are things at school there? I know you're getting ready for Christmas, right?
Hey, Phil, it's beginning to look a lot. Just heard that commercial beginning to look a lot like Christmas, so.
You're teaching even though this is not really a Christmas topic, although you guys are breaking for the semester as well, you're teaching what is it called? It's called Adult Media?
It's Adult Themes and Media was the original title of it. And this is a highly personal issue, Phil. I hope you'll understand that. Bringing this to your show is a delicate nature because it involves a very private issue between myself and members of my family. And Coach Hunt, Larry Hunt, is our weight coach on our football team and also knows the intimate details of an episode in my life. And ordinarily, I would not bring this to the media, but it is of such a painful nature and one that I said Coach Hunt decided to bring to the attention of our football team and our school. And I am still, he's still in my employ, by the way. I haven't fired him.
This is serious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I taught a class called Adult Nature of Media, and we evolved it into obscenity in media, teaching the young people, teaching our class of communication students how content and how the mores of society have evolved and how that's affected various content in media, whether it's television programs, film, content on radio, etc. And then one day I was walking through our gym and Larry was looking at me. He was sitting on the weight bench and sort of had his head tilted, looking at me around the corner of one of the pillars and was playing the song Walk On By, and that's when all bets were off. That's when I went in and tendered my resignation to the school. And
wait, hold on. What are you talking about?
Hold on, Turner. What is this about? What do you mean you tendered your resignation?
I thought you people knew the story.
What is the story? You say he was playing what song?
He was playing Walk On By.
I'm not familiar with that.
You're not familiar. So, all right, maybe if I need to back up, I'll back up.
I don't think any of us are familiar with the story.
You're not familiar with it. All right, well, Larry is my assistant. He's a weight coach on our football team. And he was with me that night. You don't...
What do you mean that night, man?
What night? God, was he with you when two of you guys were giving each other...
Just shut up.
If that kid so much as opens his yap and says something dirty to me...
No, wait, bud.
Sorry, but...
This,
So what happened?
What happened? Larry was with me the night. My first wife, Gail, who has passed on, God rest her soul, she was a party girl. There's no question about it. She loved her liquor and she loved her good times. And occasionally, those good times got out of hand. And we came in one night. Larry was with me, and I walked in, and there was Gail dancing on the coffee table for a group of men in Shriner's hats that apparently had met her at the restaurant she was working at, and she invited them up for drinks and a dance or something. I don't know what went on, but I walked in, and all I saw were Shriner hats and my wife dancing on a coffee table. And that's when I said, okay, I got to file for divorce.
You filed for divorce because of that?
Well, I was going to file, but then I didn't. But at that moment, but as we were driving back to the gym that night, then on came the song Walk On by that, you know, the country singer Larry Hovegrass, or whatever the hell his name is, was, Lenny Dyke, or Lenny Dyke and Leroy Van Dyke.
Well, which is it?
What do you mean, which is it?
All right, so what? I don't understand.
You don't understand. As I was walking through the gym, he was playing it again. And that was just last week. So
Larry Hunt.
Yeah, Larry Hunt. This was a 7-year-old episode, and he's playing it because I guess he said, look what I just heard on the radio, and he went ahead and picked it up on his iPod, and he's playing it, blasting it all through the school.
Well, how is that telling everybody what happened?
As far as I'm concerned, well, what do you mean, how is that telling everybody what happened? Everyone knows.
You thought we knew, and we didn't.
Well, I mean, come on, you know.
Daddy, you know, everybody knows.
I'm just telling you, he's playing this thing full. Let me play it for you, Phil. I've got it right here. Do you know this song that I'm talking about, this song, Walk On By?
I think, yeah, I know what it is. I mean, it's about a guy that is fooling around with his wife.
Yeah, he's fooling around with his wife. And it reminds me of my wife standing on a tabletop dancing for a bunch of Shriners. Here it is right here. This song, as soon as I heard this, I walked directly into our classroom and said, we're changing the name to Filth and Media. Tomorrow. Yeah, I hear this guy's street in town. See, this guy sounds like every one of those Shriners that was there. God damn it. Say hello.
So what are you trying to tell me, man? That this guy reminds you of a bunch of Shriners that were paying your wife to dance?
Yes. 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 That's what I'm saying. And that's why I walked into the class.
You walked into that class and changed it into Filth in Media.
That's what it's called now. Walk on by. Yeah, I'll bet you, yeah. Wait on. See that right there? That's the part that I hate that. Walk on by. Wait on the corner. I'd love to be hiding on that corner with a machine gun. Just
walk on God. By. I know it's very painful. Can we turn that down?
No, we cannot.
But turn it down. I'm in charge.
Coach Dozier told me to play it.
I asked him.
Turn it down before I flip my lid.
I just wanted the kid to play it for you so you know the full impact of what went on.
I know the full impact of what went on. And I know all about your ex-wife, Gail, and God rest her soul. You were there for her at the end.
I tried to be.
And now you're happily married. So what's the story?
It's a painful memory, okay? But I walked in on Gail.
Was she actually involved with these guys?
That's what I was going to ask you. Was she compromised in any way?
What does that mean, compromised?
Was she having sex with any of these guys?
No. No, she wasn't. How dare you? That was my wife.
Then what are you talking about?
She's dancing for some Shriners. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire, friend. Wait on the corner. Now, another thing. I told the guy.
All right. Well, what did you do? What did I do? I saved him from himself, all right? I saved that guy from further embarrassment by hanging up on his ass. So he doesn't continue to make an ass of himself. All right, let's close it out. This is a song we used to close out our show before Christmas time with all the time.
Oh, I love this, Otis Redding.
Merry Christmas, baby. It's Otis Redding. Merry Christmas, baby. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Have a very, very merry, merry, merry Christmas. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry. Merry Christmas, baby. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Oh, I love this song, man. Do, 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 do. Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. Woohoo! I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh, oh. I feel like I'm gonna kiss you.
good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas.